ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Maseches Shavuos Daf Lamed Hey. The Mishnah begins towards the top of the Amud. Mashbia ani aleichem im leisavoy v'seiduni she'amar ish pleini li ten li masayim zuz v'loy nasan hare'elu b'turim shen chayavin el al tvias mamim pikadin. The Mishnah says that if you go over to Edom and say, I mashbia you, that you should say Edus, that this person said he'll give me Mosayim Zuz, and he didn't give it to me. And by you not saying Edus, you're going to cause me a hefsid mamon. The halacha is that the potter didn't carbon shuas Edus, because over here there is no tvias mamon. What does that mean? Rashi explains, because even if they would be made that this person said, lite Mosayim Zuz, it doesn't make a difference. It's not mechayiv them. Rashi's lashon is lo yoyim mechuyev shayyochel leimar chayzrani bi. They could say they're chayzer pashtus. It means that the words that are mechuyev to give you masayim zuz are not mechayev you anything whatsoever. There was no chayev, there was no halva, there was no shibud, and my words alone are not mechayev me, and therefore there is no tviya of mama in here, and therefore there's no din of karban shvuas edus. The aura on the Mishnah is that we already learned this halacha. Earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah said, "Mashbi ani aleichem leisaviv seidu shani koyin shani levi." In these cases, there's no din karban shvuah because there is no tvias mamon. So, what was neschadish in this Mishnah in the case of ish plein elite masayim zuz? If there's no eschayvus to give any mamon whatsoever, so then why in the world would I think that there's a din karban shvuah of shvuas edus? Shvuas edus is only when there's a tvias mamon. Secondly, In the Sifri, the Gemara learns it from a pasuk, a special pasuk to teach us that there's no din karban shvuas edus in this case. It says, "Chichesh ba'amisay b'pikadain." Says the Sifri, "Darshins lafuke im amar litin loychefetz." And the Tosfos Shantz brings this. Another Rishonim bring this Sifri that there's a special miyah to tell us that there's no din of karban shvuas edus in a case where he says that I'll give lepleini masayim zuz. L'chayr is just saying an amir balma to give somebody Mosayim Zuz is not mechayiv. There's no ischayivus whatsoever. So v'shteitzef, there's no tvias mamon. And why in the world would I have a havamina to say that there would be a din and a chiyuv of carbon shvuas edus? L'chayr is a very stark shaila. The achrayim want to shtel tzu to fan for this shaila a gemara in Bamatzia and Daf Mem Tes. The gemara Bamatzia talks about the inyan of mishapara, that a person who has a chiyuv or makes a kinyan, cannot be chayzer midiburay. And the Gemara says that a person who says to his friend, I'll give you matana, ki bichayzer. So the Gemara says, pshita, avadi ki bichayzer. The Gemara explains, mutter lachzer boy. He's allowed to be chayzer, no mishapara bichlal. And Omer Rapapa, maid Rabbi Yechanan matana mu'etes, the samcha datayu. Rapapa said that Rabbi Yechanan agreed, the Bala Memra, that in matana mu'etes, where you're only saying you give a small amount of money, then there's a smichus das. And in such a case, what does it mean there's a smichus das? So Rashi says that you can't be chayzer, because the mekabel was semich das on your dibur, and that the Rabbi Yechanan said, muta lachzer by is only by matana meruba, where there is no smichus das of the mekabel, that you'll be mekayim your dibur. Mashenken, in the case of matana mu'etes, where he is semich das, that you're going to be mekayim your dibur, it's not permitted for you to be chayzer. So pashtus, the Gemara means just to say that although by saying I'll give matana mu'etes, you're not mechayiv yourself al pidin, and there's no kinyanim, but there's Allah. It's like a havtocha. You're guaranteed to give the matana mu'etes. So you say mechdas on your words. So if you say mechdas on your words, if you're going to be chayzer now, you are mechusare amana. It's only a havtocha, but you're mechusare amana, and you're not allowed to be chayzer from your dibur. But not that meikar adin, there is his chayvus. L'chayra, we see this understanding clearly in a Chuvis Arush. The Rush in Chuvis, in Klal, Kuf Beis, had a fascinating Shaila brought to him, where somebody made a neder to his friend to bimal his son, if his wife will be Mu'beris. Does he have to mekayim the neder or not? And over there, the Shaila was totally in, if you could be makne davash lebel oilam, and not be makne davash lebel oilam, and the Rosh goes back and forth to say why a vlad, a ubar, is considered a davash lebel oilam and rise from the Gemara in Kedushin. But towards the end of the tshuva, the Rosh says that you compared a mitzvah to kinyanim. He says that you wanted to say that there should be is chayvus over here, and there should be a para, misha para. Says the Rosh, mitam zeh nami loy domi lematana muetes. He says this case not even damit to a case of matana muetes, because the chivin loy shayach be kinyan loy shayach be mechusar amana. Because since it's not shayach over here a kinyan like he explained previously in the tshuva, it has a din of a davish loy bo loylam, what's definitely davish loy bo loylam, and therefore it's not shayach kinyanim. So once it's not shayach kinyanim, it's also not shayach the din of matana muetes, which is mechusar amana. L'chair, it's mashman the Rosh that the whole din of matana muetes of our gemara, the gemara b'metzia, is only a din of mechusar amana. It's shayach kinyanim, but not that there actually is a kinyan or that actually is a hischayvus. It's only an inyan of mechusar amana. You promise to give him matana muetes, so you're not allowed to back out. Otherwise, you'll be considered a mechusar amana, missing trustworthiness. You're not allowed to do that. But there is no actual hischayvus. And that makes our question still very stark. Then our Mishnah, where he says, "Ishplain nilite li masayim zuz," come and say edus to give masayim zuz. L'chari, there's no eschayvus whatsoever. If there's no eschayvus, then there's no shibud and there's no kinyanim. What's the havamin that you should be over the din of shvus edus and you should have to bring a carbon shvus edus? There's no tvius mamon here bechlal. On the other hand, we see from Tosfos in Bava Basra and Afkuf Chav Gimel and Beis and the sugim v'chirei kohuna. And it's also a Taisus in Ksubis and Daf Kufbeis that not like this true as a Rosh. But they say that by Makire Kuhuna, where a person recognized has friends of Kehanim, which you normally would give them the Trumas and Maisur, so Matanas Kuhuna. So the Taisus says that the Gemara says over there that that's considered a Mugzik. They're considered Mugzik. The Gemara is discussing over there the Gabi, the Yerushas HaBachar, where Bachar is only Yairish, gets Pishnaim in Mugzik, not in Roi. And the question was, is the Matanas Kuhuna considered Roi or considered Mugzik? The Gemara had said that by Makire Kuhuna had then of Mugzik. But Taisa stels tzu, and he says that hainu time it is the same din of matana mu'etes that it's also lachzer by. And Taisa nafchav gimel beis of there babasra stels tzu the gemara b'metzia and says that's the svara of matana mu'etes that he can't be chayzer even though it's only bedvarim ba'alma. And even though he says af bishem rotza yachal lachzer by, even though you have the ability to be chayzer, not allowed to be chayzer, but you have the ability to be chayzer. But as long as you're not chayzer, have a muzik. It's as if the other one is already a muzik in the matana muetes, which would mean that there is definitely a schayvus to give that matana muetes to the one that you said you're going to give it to. You could be chayzer from it. It's not final yet. It could be chayzer. There's no actual transferring of rishus, but there is a din muzik in the sense that there is a schayvus here to give the matana muetes to the one that you said you're going to give it to. So the chayra, the fee, and Taisin Ksubis also adds that matana muetes is included in dvar maniknim ba'amira, that with the amira alone there's a gevisa hakna. So we see from the Taisin's shita that me'ikar adin in a matana muetes you mechuyiv to give it, just that you could be chayzer. But Kolzman, you were not chayzer. You have Taisus in Babas to say a din of a muchzik, and Taisus in Ksubis says that it's from dvar maniknim ba'amira. So that's a special din, a din imamunis. So Ibazai, we could really explain our Mishnah in the same way. That when he says, Mashbiani Alechim le Savoy Vaseiduni, Shaoma Ishplaini, Litain Lamasayim Zuz, Vlay Nosan, Harela Peturim, it's a Gavaldiga Chiddish. Because really, Ishplaini says to give Mosayim Zuz, there is a Hischaivus here. But even though there is a Hischaivus, there's no actual Kinyanim, and it's not a regular Tzvias Mamun because there was no Chayv here, and there was no previous Shibud. And therefore, the Sifriya is being memayit that in this case, this takana can be a carbon shvuas edus. But there is a chiddush because it's not stam dvarim ba'alma. If anything, fakir, it's some taina that if you learn that matana mu'etis is a real haknah, maybe the other Rishayim, the Rosh, held that there would be a chiv shvuas edus because the matana would be chal. Some want to say that maybe that's why the Mishnah said the case nafka with litein le mosayim zuz, 200 zuz, because 200 zuz maybe would not be considered a matana muetes, would be considered a matana meruba. And a matana meruba, there's no smichas nas, and there's no eschayves whatsoever. But al kolponim, We have at least a way to explain the Mishnah, the feed of the Rishayin, the Taisus and Ksuvis, and Taisus and Bava Basra, that the reason why I would have a Havamina to say the Zachi of Korban Shvuas Eidus is because with the words of Ish Pleini, Litani Masayim Zuz, that in itself represents a Ischaivus to give the Masayim Zuz. And if there is a real Ischaivus over here, there's a possibility to say that it's a regular Tvias moment. And on that, we need a special pasuk, special miyot to say that he's not coming with a tfiyah's moment. He has no tfiyah mitzad himself. If you want him mechayiv yourself, you mechayiv yourself. But he has no tfiyah to demand money, and therefore there's no chiyuv korban shvuah. And we also mentioned that it's possible to even understand that if there would be a real ischaivus, then there would be a chiyuv korban shvuah. But then we'd have to understand what is the chiddush of the Mishnah. If there's no ischaivus at all in terms of money, mamonis, so why would I have a havamit to say it is a chiyuv korban shvuah? There's one more important nekuda here. The Taisus Yom Tov points out that if you look at it, there's another angle here. When he says that, hi, I'm going to give you Masayim Zuz, the question is, why don't we look at that like a neder to give tzedakah? So the Taisus Yom Tov here in the Mishnah says, Vafilu hu ani, let's say he's ani. So then the saying is going to give Masayim Zuz is the chiyuv to is schayvus of tzedakah. He says, Eino chayv loy elami tam neder. Eino chanami. If you say you're going to give Masayim Zuz and he's an ani, that means you're promising to give tzedakah. But that his chayvus is only mitam neder. So the Taisus Yom Tov says, but nimtza she'ein olav chiyav mamon b'shum tzad. That's not called a chiyav mamon, and it's no tzvias mamon for the din korban shvua. Say this. Why? She'ein bezn yerd l'nechasov. Because although there is a neder here to give the money of tzedakah, but bezn will not go down to nechasim meni roitz l'kayim nidra. If he doesn't want him l'kayim the neder, bezn's not going to go down to his estate, his house, or to his fields, and take away anything for the kiyam haneder. What will Bezdin do? Maybe al shemenadin oisoi, they'll put him in cherem, or makin oisoi, they'll hit him, achikayim oitze svasov, until he keeps his words. But there's no shiba nechasim. They're not going to go ahead and take anything away from him. The Rishash actually points out over there on this Taisus Yom Tov that he asks, mi'ayin lei, how does he know that? It says in Erchin, in Perek Hey, that chai ve'erchin me'mashkin noisan. That chai ve'erchin yitake do take a mashkin. That means if a person makes a neder to give money for tzedakah, he says, erchi olayim, give my erich, my value to the Beis HaMikdash, there is a shibun nechasim. And they can go down and take away his land, take away his property, me'mashkin noisan. So why over here do you say that when he has to give a tzedakah, he made a neder, that it shouldn't be a shiva nechasim? So the Rishash answers and he says that din mashkenai say ulei davka gizbor. Maybe only the gizbor of Hegdish has a right to do such a thing. Avolai ayidei bezdin, but not ayidei bezdin. And Mimela, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no gizborim, and it's not to Hegdish, and it's just a neder for tzedakah, and the only issue over here would be that maybe bezdin has a right to force you, Bezin will force you to mekayim the mitzvah. Bezin will be put you in cherem or makin oisai, but Bezin will not go down to your nechasim. So over here, and the gabi tzedakah also can't because there's no particular ani that has a tvi over here. So the issue, like the Taisus Yom Tov says, would remain that there's a schayvus to do it on your own mitzad yochi of neder, but there is no shiva nechasim and male does not. It's not considered like we have a tefiyah of mamon. You can't be tevan. Bezin will not be able to actually take the money away from the one who said that he's going to give money to tzedakah. That's how the Taisus Yom Tov is mefarish the Mishnah. But as Yedua, the Ktzois in Simin Reish Tzadik, and Sivkot and Gimel, and the Ktzois also in Reish Yud Beis, speaks by Arichus and proves that by tzedakah it is also a shiba nechasim. It's not just that there's a mitzvah to mekayim and to give tzedakah, but to mekayim diburay, but there's also a shiba that's chal on the nechasim achiyuv to give the tzedakah. It's like a mamonistik achiyuv. So if it's a mamonistik achiyuv, l'chayra, what's the reason why in our Mishnah wouldn't there be a din of korban shvuas eidus? There is a tvias mamon, there's a mamonistik achiyuv. He says that he brings a rayas from many different rishonim that there's such a achiyuv. He speaks about Hegdish, he brings Machlekes and Rishayim and Gabi Hegdish, but then when it comes to Tzedakah, he also says that there's a Shibud Nechasim that's Chal on a person Nechasim when he gives a net to give Tzedakah. He brings the Kesef Mishnah that says, Amayin Shaladim, Meshubin Lassus Men Tzedakah, so there's a Shibud Nechasim to give Tzedakah. So when he wants to say that any time a person is Meshabin himself to give Tzedakah, there's Shibud Nechasim, and you can go down to take away from his Nechasim. The Nesivus argues on the Ktzayis vehemently and says only in a tzedakah that you'd be chayev be'etzem, like to mefarnes kroiva, he says, to support a relative or to give to the tamchish al tzedakah, then there's a shiva nechasim. But any time that there's a chayev to get tzedakah because of your own neder, you on your own decided to be menadev, to make a neder to give tzedakah, that's a regular neder and there's no din of shiva nechasim. This, because the chiv is not because of tzedakah, the chiv is because of your neder. It's not a mitzvah shiva mamon. The other cases where there's a chiv to actually give mamon, so there's a shiva nechasim. But over here, l'chayra, there shouldn't be any shiva nechasim whatsoever. This is the famous machleikus ktzayis and the sivis. Others want to explain the ktzayis based on a ran nedarim and davches in the sugi over there, where a person says ashkim ve'eshne perik zeh, I get up and I'll learn this perik. So the Gemara says in nedarim davches neder gadol nadol l'kei Yisrael. He made a great neder, and the ran says that it can't be a regular neder because we know a neder is not bekum vaseh. A neder is always where you aser a cheftza. You say this cheftza should be aser to me, like a kainim, like a carbon, but not where you cause yourself to do a certain action. That falls into the realm of a shvua. You make a shvua that you'll eat something, you'll do something, you makayim a mitzvah, if you could hold a shvua, could be chalal on a mitzvah. But a neder to say, I will do and learn a certain perek, that can't be a neder. But the Achrayim ask on the Ran, that later the Ran says, by nidrei mitzvah, it helps the Kabbalah alone, just like by tzedakah. And they explain that the Ran holds that was nischadish in nidrei tzedakah, that a neder helps on the Gavra. Gavra could be the Kabbalah on himself to give tzedakah is not because there's a real neder. It just is a chiyav midin tzedakah. That means mitzada, even though mitzada etz and mitzvah say of tzedakah, the Torah was not mechayev you to give more than, let's say, miser or chaymish, but if you say arei alai, litain tzedakah, so it's not, your eschayvus now is not a new eschayvus mitam neder, like a regular neder which begins with arei alai. Over here, your eschayvus is the eschayvus of tzedakah, that's al pi Torah. When you say arei alai, litain tzedakah, you're machnis yourself in the chiyav ha-mitzvah. Like you mavtiach, like you went ahead and said, I'll do that mitzvah that the Torah ready is mechayim me to give tzedakah. The same halacha would apply. Let's say a person's as one of the chiyuvim of tzedakah is to give peah. Peah is ain't loy shir. There's no shir to how much peah you'll give. But if you make an entire field peah, so the whole field is a din of peah. You can't say afterwards the yivipata with shibayel achas. So you could be nichnas in the chiyuv of peah more than what you would have had to do apidine teira. So to legabe tzedakah, you could be mechayiv yourself the mitzvah of tzedakah more than you would be mechayiv apidine teira. But the ischayvus is not neder per se. It is the chiyuv mitzvah say to give tzedakah. And he says, they prove this from Ritvan, Ksubas and Daf Mem Tes, that answers a kasha, very interesting kasha of Tosfos. Tosfos asks, why is the din that you could force and stuff to person to give tzedakah? There's a klal that a mitzvah say that matan schar betzida, you don't force a person to mekayim. And the answer is, because the Torah's Megalan said betzedakah that you might be a piva asisa. From there we see they could be kaifin. That's the word in Rosh Hashanah and Avot. A mele all tzedakah, you could be kaifin to mekayim that mitzvah. So if the din, so he's mele, he could tell you this. If the din, when you make a neder to give tzedakah, if this chayvus would be mi din neder, and then mi isra bal yachel, so what's the raya from the techi tzedakah without a neder? The chiyav tzedakah with a neder, the chayvus is by yachal devaris. Of course, you force him. But what's the raya to a case of chiyav tzedakah without a neder? The chayvus is only mitzvah seish. Matz shchar betzida, vayti shun force. Elamai, it's muchach that when you make a neder to get tzedakah, this chayvus is not mitzah neder per se. It's not the bal yachal devaris. It's not the chiyav neder ba'alma. It's the chiyav mitzah, the mitzvah say of tzedakah. And since it's mitzah the chiyav mitzvah say of tzedakah, so we have a raya from when you make a neder to tzedakah to regular tzedakah, that the chiyav mitzvah say of tzedakah, you are kaifin because of the pasuk we all see some lamish a kaifin oisai. But al kalponim, we could say like this pshatnik tzais, that since through the neder, it's chal, you mitzvah tzedakah, so obliges a mitzvah shem mamayin like the chiyav of tzedakah itself. And the nesivus also is masking that wherever there's a chiyav to give mamayin mitzvah tzedakah, hilchot tzedakah, that there's a shiva nechasim. So memela, even in a case where you make a regular neder to give tzedakah, this chayvus over here is not neder, this chayvus is tzedakah. And wherever this chayvus is tzedakah, then there is a shibu nechasim. In a chanam, in a dorm, there wouldn't be a shibu nechasim. But wherever this chayvus is mitzad tzedakah, then there is a shibu nechasim. Lefi zeh, we could go one step further. And we could say possibly that even according to the Rishonim that would learn and understand that there is a Shiva Nechasim when a person says he'll give tzedakah, a neder for tzedakah, there is a Shiva Nechasim like the Ktzai speaks out and leave it to those Rishonim. And we ask if that's true, so then why in our Mishnah is there no carbon Shavua Seidus? When he says Chayvani Nitein Lecha Masayim Zuz, so there is a Eschayvus, and not only is there a Eschayvus, but there's a Shiva Nechasim if it's to an Ani. So what was the teretz of the Tzedakah Yom Tov that Bezin's not going to force, take away his money? Bezin will not, will only force him they need to through putting him in chayr, will be makinaisa, but they won't go down to his nechasim, and therefore there's no chiyav mamain. There is a chiyav mamain according to these rishayim. Very clearly, they hold that there is a shiva nechasim. So then, why is there not a chiyav carbon shvuas edus in our Mishnah where he says chayv litin masayim zuz? But if either way we explain the ktsayis, we could possibly go one step further and say that ena chanami there's a shiva nechasim by tzedakah. But the Shiva Nechasim is to Mekai the mitzvah of tzedakah. Just like we explained the Tzayis that it's not mitam neder that the Yimuchiv to give them, pay up and Mekai Yochiv. If that would be true, then there's no Shiva Nechasim. And the Tzivis is Tain is right. Only in the case where there's a Chiyat Tzedakah Be'etzem, to like Kroivai or Tamchi Shal Tzedakah. But Tzedakah, which is coming in Kayach Yodibra, is a neder Ba'alma, there's no Shiva Nechasim. But we're explaining the neder, to give tzedakah, l'maisa the chiv is mitzad mitzvah tzedakah. So the shiva nechasim is to mekayim the mitzvah, not be'etzem, like to mekayim your neder, or a chiv mamon. So if the shiva nechasim is to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, then the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that that's not called a tviyas mamon. It's not a tviyah of regular hischaivas of mamon, it's a tviyah to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's what's mekayim the shiva nechasim. That's not a regular tviyas mamon. And since it's not a regular tvias mamon, so it's understood that there's no din of carbon shvuas eidus. And that's what the Mishnah means, and the Mishnah says, because it's not a tvias mamon, there's not a tvias mamon, there's a tvias to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. You say that the chasim of a shuvah didn't go down and collect the money and force him to pay up what he said he's going to give, but that's not midin neder per se, that's midin a chayvus to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. So then it's miyushav again, the Mishnah, that the din of the Mishnah is, there's no din to have a carbon shvuas eidus because there is takan, no, it's not considered a tvias mum. The next din of the Mishnah is mashbiani aleichem kishetedu li eidus. I make you swear that when you will eventually know from me eidus, then you'll come and say eidus. And they said that we won't, and harelu p'turim their potter, even if they swore falsely, because the shvuah came before the actual riyas ha'edus. And the din is, you have to have the Gemara's learning now, for pasuk, it has to be that the edus should come before the shvuah. The Rambam, over here on this halacha, in Shvuah's Perek Tes, halacha ches, says, adds an extra nekuda here. He says, what's the case of the Mishnah? Ketza mashbi ani aleichem kishetedin li edus. I make you swear that we will know edus. Shetavoyu v'seiduni. You'll come and say edus. Ve'amru amen. And they said amen. That means they swore right then and there that if they will ever know edus, they'll come and say it. Ve'yadu loy edus achekein. And if they take a new edus for him, that means that he was owed money or whatever the tviya was. Ve'tavam lahoed. And then he was tevea them to say that edus. Ve'kafru boy. Hare elub tur mishvua seidus. The din is their potter mishvua seidus. And the Rambam is saying the reason why they're potter is because over here the eidus was before the shvua. And they learn now from the pasuk v'shama kol olav who aid that it has to be that the eidus should be before the shvua and not the shvua before the eidus. Rabbi Kiveger asks gavali akash on this Rambam. He brings this Rambam and he asks that lechayr in the Rambam's case where they swore and they said, amen, that if there will no edus, they'll come and be made. And then later, when you were teveh the edim, to come and say the edus, when they takasua edus later, and they denied it, l'chayra, they were over on shvuas bitui. They were nishbu, they made a shvua, that they'll be made when there's no edus. And later, when they're not being made, they're being over on a shvuas bitui. They made a shvua, they were over on the shvua. So, frekti b'kivega, but what's a shaychus to shvuas edus? In other words, b'kivega is asking, why does the, in this case of the Rambam, why does the Mishnah have to say that the reason why there's no din karmen shvuas edus is because it was kadma shvua le'edus? Tape book lay that the reason why there's no din shvuas edus is because they were stam, they were over on shvuas bitui. It has no shaychus to shvuas edus b'chlal. the Rikiv Eger himself says, so without the Rambam, he would say differently. He would say the case is that they were mashbia the Edim, that when they know Edus, they'll come and say Edus, but they didn't respond, they didn't say anything. After a little while, a little time passed, then the Taka saw Edus. Then he was teveya them. I mashbia you that you should come and say edus. So right now, come and say edus. And they said ain on yon lucha edus. They're potter because it's kad mashvua lo edus. That's what Kvega wants to say is the case. Now lechayra, what is the Kvega's taina? Kvega's taina is that when you make them swear she idu edus, that when I'll no edus, I'll say edus, and then later they deny it, it's a shvuas bitur, is because Kveg understood that's like making a shvua that you'll eat. Make a shvua that I'll eat a pri. And you didn't eat a pri. The chiyah shvuas edus is only when you nishba sheker on edus. But if you nishba that you'll say edus and you didn't say edus, that's not a shvua sheni yedelech edus. In other words, the normal case of shvuas edus is that you mashbia and you say, I mashbia you that you know edus, and you say, no, we don't know edus. So you're being nishba l'sheker that you don't know edus, and later finds out that you really talking didn't know edus. So that's called a shvuas edus, which is mechayev a carbon shvuah. Over here, it's tam a shvuah that I'll go and say edus for you, and then I didn't say edus for you. So that's a shvuas bitin. That's a tain on the Rambam. That's like your person's nishba that if I know edus and I won't be made, I'll be also to eat a certain fruit, and then afterwards he ate that fruit. That's tam a different avera. That's not avera of shvuas edus. And Belechairo, what did Kivega gain? What's your Kivega's tzir himself? His tzir is that originally they came and he said to them, I must be a you that when you know Edus, you should say Edus for me. And they didn't answer back. So when they didn't answer back, does that mean that means they didn't make a shvur? That's not considered a shvur. And then what happened after they saw Edus? And then he was teveh them and said, Haleish bati eschem. And then come now veiduni. Is that considered now a shvur? If it's considered now, he's mashbia. So then, really, the kadma edus a shvur. Elamai, what he said, what they mashbia earlier, that's called kadma shvur edus. Then it's just the only thing that's missing. Then why is that called a shvur? They didn't respond bechlal to him. They said ain lecha edus. But is the shvur now or is the shvur earlier? Lachera Kivega understood that you could be mashbia earlier, and they only respond after they saw the Edus. That is a chisarin of Kadosh Shvul Edus, but it's not a chisarin of a Shvuas Bitu, because they didn't actually make a Shvua earlier. But in the Rambam, we could say that the gedder of Shvuas Edus is if you hold back our goddess Edus through the Aveira of Shvuas Sheker, that's also called Shvuas Edus. The Kveger held that it's only when you make a shvua that you don't know edus that's called a shvua edus. A shvua that you'll say edus is like a shvua that I'll eat a fruit and you didn't eat a fruit. That's a shvua bita. That's a kveges taina on the Rambam. When the Rambam lecher, it says a chiddush that holding back a haggadah through a avera of shvua sheker is also called shvua edus. So we're also the fact that they said that when we'll know edus, we will say edus to you, and they didn't say edus, so the not saying Edus came through an Aver, Shvuas Sheker, that's also called Shvuas Edus. Rikavega's taina is, but the actual not saying the Edus wasn't the Shvuas. The Avera was that you said you're going to do something, you didn't do it. But the not the Shvuas wasn't that you didn't know Edus. Normally, Shvuas Edus is where you swear that you don't know Edus. That's the case of Shvuas Edus. This Rikavega held, this is not considered a Shvuas of a Shvuas Edus. This is not a Shvuas Bitu, and you're over on the Shvuas. The Mishnah continues that Amad Beis HaKnesses V'Amar, and he said, Mashbi ani aleichem shim atem yoidim liedus shetavoye v'teiduni arei elib turim. If he just generally says anybody in the whole shul knows edus, I make them swear to me that you don't know edus, and if you do that you'll say edus. The halach is they're potter from carbon shvus edus even if they swore falsely. Ad sheim ischaven lohem, until you have kavana for the edim that you know edus to you. And the Gemara says, and that Shmuel explained, even Eidah Beinem, the Chiddush is even if the Eidim that Taka do know Eidahs are within the group. And even though it's Koyolayu, they're right next to them. I would have thought as if he spoke to them, Kamash Malon, that it, unless you miyached the Eidim, there's no din of Shvuas or Eidahs. But the Gemara Fir Zeifen says, if you say, Kolo Eidin Kan, that would be considered a yichud edim. But if you don't say kol edim kam, just say anybody who knows edim, and you're not miyachid edim, then there's no din of shvuas edim. And pashtus that Rashi is mavar, it's mashmas a din in the shvua. That means that's miyuchedes muchuvenes to the edim. It cannot be koil others that don't know edim. So the ones that know edim, you mashbiyah them, and they say that we don't know edim. Then there's a din of korban shvuas edim. And the Rambam, it's mashma that it's not just a din in the shvua, but it sounds like it's a din that's miyuchid in the edim. That the edim themselves have to be miyuchid, either b'shas to shvua or b'shas to tfir. The Rambam says in Perek Tes, "Ein edim chayav mishvua seedis at shiyachid oisam atevea." You have to miyachid the edim v'yashbiim v'yishbu, and you have to, and then you swear them. Not in the nusach shvua, it has to be miyuchid. But that the edim themselves are to miyuchid. Ketzalam beis haknesi says, "V'mashbiyani kol mishedeli edus shav yidu v'nekulam amen v'edav bechlal." And then you tevei the edim. They're part of shvuas edus because you're not miyachid edim b'shvua b'fnei atzmon. If you say all of them, then nichay b'shvuas edim because then you miyachid them. It seems like that the yichud is a din mitzad the edim themselves. The very interesting shailon the rishonim, if you could be mashbiya somebody misafik, the Ran brings from the Rashba that you could mashbiya misafik. And the raya the Rashba brings that you can mashbiya misafik is from the previous Gemara. The Gemara said, the previous Mishnah, akol moedim beid misa shechayev. That by eid misa, that the husband is dead, or by saita, the din is that you mashbiya him, and he says he doesn't know eidus, and he swore falsely, the din is that he's chayev a korban shvuah. And over there, lechayra, the isha doesn't know if he knows that the husband is dead or not. So you're being teveya, somebody that you don't know for sure that he knows the edus. Still, the halacha would be that that's considered a good tefiyah, and it's din of shvuas edus. L'chayra, but how would that shtim with our Mishnah that says that if you teveya all them together, then it's not called a tefiyah. L'chayra, if you can be teveya somebody misafik, that he, why can't you also be teveya all them biyachad? Why is that worse? Why is that chaser in the din tefiyah? So l'chayra, you have to say that since you need a din tviyah and shvuas ha'edus, if it's a suffix, if they know edus b'chlam, maybe that's felt in the koyach ha'tviyah to mechayev them to be made. That they can only mechayev a person to be made if it's a vada, you know he knows edus. Then you could tevei him and ask him, come and say edus. But if you're not sure, not clear, then it's chaser in the tviyah. There's a biar gra in Chesh Mishv Simchav Ches that says in this Rashba that the tzad that you can't be teveya if you're not sure, if he knows edus, is because it's like every tiny suffix. The Gemara says in Mamatzia that every time Shvuas Tayim V'Nitin, Misafi, you can't Mashbiya. And Shvuas Eidus also, the Chayr means that the Baldover is the Mashbiya. And just like in Tayim V'Nitin, and by two Balidvarim, you can't Mashbiya Misafi. Over here also in Shvuas Eidus, you can't be Mashbiya the Eidim Misafi. You're the Tevei, you're the Baldover, the Mashbiya is the Baldover, and the Nitan Kilu is the Eidim. You can't be Mashbiya with them Misafi. It could be this din taki is only in mushim piachir, mushim piatsim, maybe which you don't have to come onto that fear. The mitzad, there's no mashbiya. You mashbiya on yourself. You make shvuah on yourself. Maybe in a chanami, then you wouldn't need to even by suffix would apply, not only by a case of a vade. It's tamed to ora in the sheet is rishayim. The next din in the Mishnah is discussed at length by the rishayim. And they say shvuas ain't on yon l'chaedus, and they do know edus, but the edus they know is edim pied or one of them is shayachim and karve posel. The din is that they're pturin because they're not right. The Gemara says why nim tzeachim and karve posel? Why is it no din shvuas edus? Says the Gemara because of the pasuk im layagiv nasa avaynai beruuyin lahagoda kosu medaber. The din of Karban Shvuas Eidus is only if they're roi to say Eidus. And you have to add and say that this pasuk tells a lot of chidushim because Be'etzem, Krevim Sulim, there's no Tvias Eidus. Also, there's no mitzvah to say Eidus. And if there's no mitzvah God to say Eidus, maybe there's no din of Karban Shvuah, and the Chlal is no Chiyamam made by Psulim. But the Pshat Gemara is that you need that when midmaif na pasik im layagiv nosa avoynei that's beruuyin lahagid, it's not stam amir to maif psulim. That's telling us the ikar chiyav of karban shvuah. The ikar chiyav of karban shvuah is only if you're over in something that im layagid you be nosa avoynei.
like Tosfos, we spoke out in a previous shur from Tosfos in the beginning of Perek HaKainis and Baba Kama, that says the chiv of Korban Shvuah is only if you mechiv to say Eidus. But and that's what the drasha teaches us, that if you're not going to say Eidus, you're going to be over, be chayiv, you'll be over in Avera. Such a in such situation, if you take and know the Eidus, you don't say it, you chayiv a Korban Shvuah. But if not for this drasha, maybe we'd say the chiyuv of Korban Shvuah is not because of the avera of not saying of a god of Zayd, not saying Eidus. Maybe it's because you're making a shvuah, false shvuah. Maybe Noshma was chayiv of Korban Shvuah, who said you have to have royal ahoyed, and maybe you wouldn't need even tviya bichlal. All this is learned in the etzem din of Mlayagim Nasa Avayne. But the Rishayim over here ask a very important kasha and discuss it at length. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah that it has to be ruin lahagid? We already learned in the beginning of the parak, it says that by psulim there's no din of Korban Shvuah. So what's the Mishnah repeating itself and says we says noyeg is el barin lahoyed, the whole din of Korban Shvuah seedus is only when they're roid to say edus. So what's this Mishnah repeating itself? So Tosfos answered the kasha, and Tosfos says that the chiddush over here is even where there are shloisha edim, there are three edim, and two of the edim are ksherim, and only one is a korev or apostle. All three of them are potter from Korban Shvuah Seedus, even if they said Shvuah Shein On Yen Lecha Eidus, because Eidus Shebat Miktsasa is Batla Kula. The Mefarshim ask on Tosfos that Shita Tosfos in Makis and Avav is the din of Nimtzeh Mekarv Apostle Eidusim Bistela is Dafke in Hagada Seedus, not Stamria Seedus. Lechaira, if they all three say Haggadah in Bezen together, then we don't accept even the Eidus of the Ksherim, because Eidus Shabbat Miktsasa, Batla Kula. But if there's no Haggadah Eidus, Stamma say that they saw the Eidus, Mechel Teisa to say that they all should be Pasal. So in Mail over here, we could be Tevea, the Tevea could be Tevea, the two Eidim that are Ksherim. And if you give it to Tevea, the two Eidim that are Ksherim, there should be a din. And they say the Shvuah Sheinyan Yoyin Lecha Eidus, Lechaira, there should be a Chi of Korban Shvuah Seidus. Who it's not totally the din of Nimsechem Korban Puzzle is not totally in Re'iyah, even though the other Sheinyan learn like that, that if all three see Eidus, then they're all Puzzle. But Teishit is not like that. So the Rishash answers and says, Pshan and Teishvis, that we're talking about that he was Tevea, the Ksherim, and the Psalm together. So if they'll be made like his tviya, then there'll be a tzirf in the Haggadah, and the Eidus will be bottle, and the Mela, that's why there's no Chiyuv Korban Shvuah. Now, what does that mean? What do you mean the tveya, the ksherim, the psulim together? It means the only case in the Mishnah that there'll be that says the yapater from Korban Shvuah is only if there's a tviya of all of them together. That means otherwise there would be a chiyuv Korban Shvuah. So then the din of the Mishnah is not really true. The din of Korban Nimtzeachem Korban Apostle Adusim is Tela is only where he's tveya all of them. But let's say he's tveya the ksherim alone and a chanami, then there would be a din of Korban Shvuah. But he says that Rishash is Moisim, and he says that even if he's only Mashbiyah the Psulim, but the Ksherim could say that if they'll say Eidus, then the Psulim will also come to be made. And therefore there's no Korban Shvuah for the Ksherim also, which itself, this territory of the Rishash is a Pella. What kind of tiny is the Ksherim could say that if they say Eidus, then the Psulim will also come to say Eidus. And if they'll come to say Eidus, then the Nimtzach Mekarv Apostle will do some Betel, and they wouldn't have been able to say Eidus, and therefore there's no Din of Korban Shvuah. If you say like the other part, the way the Pashas is that you would tevei all three Eidim, which is the Chiddush, that's to be the case of the Mishnah. Okay, we can understand the answer that in such a case, the Tviya is for all three together, and Nimtzeachem and Korv Apostle, the Eidus is Batel. The male, there's no din of Shvuas Eidus. Then, by at least of Fizeh, would be Miyushiv, the Kash of Ningwar and Makis, because over here you would have a Tziruf in Hagodas Eidus. Well, we should add one more Nakuda. That since you need a din tvi and shvuah seidus, so maybe that what the Rishash is saying, the Mefarshim is saying, Pshat Tosfos is that whoever your kailul in your tviya is part of the din of the tviya that is goyim a carbon of shvuah seidus, and if you kailul in your tviya the psulim also, then that tviya cannot be a tviya for carbon shvuah seidus because nimtzeachem and carbon pasul do some betela, and even if you only Mashbiyah the Ksherim, the second half of the Rishash, even if the only Mashbiyah the Ksherim and not the Psulim, and the Rishash said there's still Potter from Korban Shvuah Seidus because they could say that maybe the Pasul will come and be made, the Pshat is that it's all one Eidus. It's all, they're all together here in this Eidus. That they all possibly are able to say Eidus together, and if the Eifen of the Tfiyah, of the Nakud of the Tfiyah is that they're all that these are the Edim, and he's Tevea, even though he's Tevea only the Ksherim. But since the Psulim are also with them, they're also not going to be Chayiv. Because they could say that they also come to say Edus. That means they're all together here in the Tevea. You have to say that that's Mitzarev them. The fact that they all saw the Edus together, and they're all able to say Edus together, that makes it Tziruf that they're all considered part of the Tevea's Edus. And Emele, even if he's only Tevea the Ksherim, then this still will be part of him coming to say Edus. But this Lechayer is a Tzarechin. This chiddush to say like this that they should also all be considered part of the tefillah to say that they're part of the Karban Shavuos Eidus. The Ramban and other Rishonim give a different teretz to the Tosfos Kasha of what's the chiddush of our Mishnah that Edim that are psulim. There's no chiyuv Karban Shavuos Eidus. We already know it from the first Mishnah, beginning of the Perek, that it has to be ruin lahoyed. They say that our Mishnah is talking about even where the Balidinim or Mekabel the Karev to be kosher. There's still no chiyuv korban shvuah. Now the chayyur, even though it has a shem eid on him, and if he magid, if he say eids, it would help. There's still no shvuas eidus because being mekabel the psulim as kosher eidim, it doesn't mean that they're never materis eidus now. It means that you're being samech not on their eidus, but you're mimechayiv yourself to listen to whatever they say. So the chiyuv that will come out of their eidus is not midine eidus; it's stam es chayves ba'alma, and that's why there's no Korban Shavuah in the case where they were Mekabal Lehem Be'ed. That's the Pshat, and that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Now really, we had mentioned in previous Shurim also a third Mahalach that Rav Kiveger had said that to Miyashah the Kashid Rishonim that the first Mishnah and the Perek and this Mishnah talk with two separate Dinim. One is talking about the Maisadika of the Eidus being Nemon to Mafsin Mamin, which is a requirement for the Chiyuv Korban Shavuah Eidus. And the second Mishnah was talking about the Shem Eid, that it has to have a Shem Eid in order to have a Din of Korban Shavuah Eidus. It's not enough that the Haggadah's Eidus should be Moel, you also have to have a Shem Eid. The fi zeh, betzim is a kasha, because the next line of the mission is one of the cases is either karbet pasul or eidim p'eid. If it's eidim p'eid, l'chayr is kashin eidus misa. And it's nem and eid saita. So if Shach asks Navi Ezri that Rabbi Zayi, you should be able to have a din shuas eidus, eidim p'eid, by eidus misa or eidus or saita. And you know, the Kvegas Teres, the Gabi Ishan craving that this felt it's chaser, the Shem eid, would not be an answer over here, because of eidim p'eid is yeschal a Shem eidu. And it's Chal Hashem Eid, why isn't there a Chiyuv of a Korban Shavuah? If you say that Eid P'eid is not Nem B'teres Eidus, it's Tam and Nem Onis, and then it's not Shver. The Shemaitzin learns like that. The Chiyuv Korban Shavuah is only if the Nem Onis B'teres Eidus. If you have the Nem Onis B'teres Nem Onis, so not B'teres Eidus, then it wouldn't be Shver. But if you learn that it's Nem Onis of Eid P'eid is B'teres Eidus Mamish, so then why isn't there a Chiyuv Korban Shavuah? Sorry, Chiyuv. And now for the last din of the Mishnah. It says, Shalach miyad avdoi, he sent with his servant, Oshamalem anitva, mashbiani alechim, shimatin yedin le edish, tavoy v'teyiduhu, somebody else was mashbiya them, areilu b'turim, at shishmu m'piya tevea. In order to be chayv, a korban shvus edas, there has to be a tevea from the tevea himself. Like it says in the Gemara, in lo yagid, with a lot with a vav, instead of aleph, lo yagid. If it's to him, they didn't say edus, then nasa avoinai. Which means it has to be dafka tviya from the tevea. Now lechayra, the etzim halacha that in order to be chayv a korban shvuas edus there has to be a tviya is not a chiddush of this mishnah. That's already a member which the Gemara brought earlier from Shmuel and Daflamad Al from the Beis. By the case of Ra'u Sharotzach Reim lechurbi, they saw they were running afterwards after him, and they didn't. They said they we don't know edus, but they didn't hear a tviya at all. They're potter at shishmu pia tevea. And the Rishayim, the Rimagash, and Naflam Beis, other Rishayim explained that the Etzem Halacha that Shavuos Eidus requires a Tviya is learned from the Pasuk of Vishama Koil Ola. Vishama Shmiya of the Pasuk is going on the Eidim. They have to hear a Tviya. Somebody is Tevea them and for Eidus, and then and Mashbiya them for Eidus. And they say Shavuos Shein on Yoin Lecha Eidus, then the Chayim Lekorban Shavuos Eidus. That Chiddush we already know before our Mishnah. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that even if they would make a shvu after a tviya, but the tviya is not the Baal Din himself, there's also no din korban shvuas eidus. The din of the Mishnah, shel biyad avdoi, is lehedya lafuke, it has to be dafka the Baal Dover himself. Im lo yagid, lo yagid. Now the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, puts them both of these dinim together. He says, eina eidim chayav mishvuas eidus, Edom and Adchaim and Shavuos Edus at Sheyichbru till they deny knowing Edus. V'yishbu and they swear Acher Tviyas Bal Din Atzmoi Oy Shluchoi. Either Bal Din himself or the Shliach. Avim Kodim and Nishbu Kodim Sheyitveim Petur Meshavuos Edus. But if they went ahead and they swore before and there was any tefillah whatsoever, then there's no din shvuas edus. In other words, he holds that the din is that you need that the Baal Dover himself has to be tevei you, that the Baal Dover is tevei is a prat, is in the din of tefillah. It goes together. It's really one halacha, that there has to be a tefillah, and the prat in that din of tefillah is that it should be the Baal Din Atzmai or Shluchai. Now, the Mefarshim asked that, how could the Rabban say Baal Din Atzmai or Shluchai? And then once before that, a shliach does not help. It has to be the Baal Din himself, not a shliach. So why is Rambam saying that a shliach also could help? And the Gemara earlier had said that the only way a shliach could help is only if it's Boba Hasho. Without Hasho, a shliach can't help. So the Lechem Mishnah earlier in Vashvus HaPikadon, Lechem Mishnah is Ma'ir the Shailis, and Lechem Mishnah is Ma'ir that over there by Shvus HaPikadon, he says that Echad Nishbal Baal Hamom and Atzmai L'Shluchay Abba Be'ar Sha'osai, Sheshluch Shlom Kemoisai. And the Lechem Mishnah is Ma'ir that you don't need that halacha of Abba Be'ar Sha'o to be Chai Vashvus HaPikadon. The din of Shluch Shlom Kemoisai is sufficient, even without Hasha. If there's Hasha, it helps even for Shvus HaEdus. And that's one Shaili asks. And second Shaili asks is that the Ram we mentioned just before in Halacha Vav that Edom and Adchaim Shvus Edus Ashiyach Yishbu Achatvius Baldin Atzmi L'Shluchai. He asks, it's Mashma from the Ram that a Shliach helps by Shvus Edus, and it's Fakef from the Gemara. The Gemara says Shalv Biad Avde is Loi Manish, that you see that a Shliach is not enough to be considered a Tfiyah like the Baldinus Tevea in order to Mechayev a Karmen Shvus Edus. So the Chumishnah says that the chilek is not shliach or not. He said when Shmuel said earlier in the previous gemaras that bar bar shah is enough to mechayev kamer shvus edus, it says lav dafka bar bar shah. The kuda bar bar shah, hashah means the power of attorney. It means that the shliach is a shliach on the tvi of the chayev. That is enough to be mechayev kamer shvus edus. That it says now mishnah shliach biad avdoi is not in Mechayev Karm Shavuos Edus, is where he was sent Bi'an Avdei to be Mashbiah the Edom, but he wasn't a Shliach to collect the Chayv. So since he wasn't a Shliach to collect the Chayv, that's not called, the Loshna Mishnah is, you have to Yishmu Mepiah Teveya. Teveya doesn't mean Dafke Rebal Din Lafuke the Shliach. You could have it in the Shulchan Kemoisi, you could have the Din of Shliach, but the Shliach has to be the one who's a Teveya on the Gvias HaChayv. If he's Teveya the Chayv itself, and you the Edom say, Shvu Ein On Yoyin Lecha Edus, then the Chayv Kamen Shvuas Edus. But if he's not a Shliach to be Goyve the Chayv, doesn't help. But a Shviach Tvias HaChayv, it helps. He would add Hashor, Shulchan Kemoisi. So Mel is Meyushev the Rambam. When the Rambam says the Baal Dover or Shluchai, the Rambam is because the Shluchov that the Rambam meant is not Stam a Shliach to Mashbia. The Shliach is a Shliach on the Tvi of the Chayv. He's sent to collect the Chayv and welcome the Bailim. So he's the welcome the Bailim. He's the Tevea. The Tevea itself is being Mashbia them. And Mel makes no difference if it's the Baal Din himself or the Shliach. Shluch Shlom Kamoisai. And that the Rambam says, "Meshuvas habikodin the shluch abo ba'ashos," is the Malach Mish says, "Ashos lav dafka." The kavana is that a shliach in the gvias hamom, and that's all. A shliach in the gvias hamom is enough to mechayev or shvuah. But the Rambam is very geshmak. The Rambam puts it together. Bal din atzmi a shluchay, because takar shluchay does help for mechayev kor shvuah seedis, as long as the shliach to be tevei the choyev and not stam to collect the shvuah. Let us now move on to the next mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Mashbieni aleichem, mitzaveni aleichem, oisarchem ani, harele chayovim, the loshon of shvua, b'shemayim v'oretz harele pturim, b'alev dalis b'yud kei, b'shakei b'tzvokois, v'chol hakinuim harele chayovim. There's a din, v'shvus edus, you have to mashbia b'shem. The Rashi learns in the part, in the Mishnah where it says, alev dalis and yud kei, so Rashi says, alev dalis referring to the shem hakosub alev dalis, that's the shem adnus, and Yud K says Rashi Shem Akosuv Arba Oisyes, the Shem which is written with the four letters Akosuv Yud K, which L'chayr means the Shem Havaya Yud K Vav K. The Tosa Rosh asks on Rashi and he says that it's not necessary for the Mishnah to mention the Shem Havaya. Isn't it a kolshkein from the Shem Adnus? If the Shem Adnus is enough for Shvus Edus, for sure the Shem Havaya. Also, if the Mishnah wants to mention both, which one should be mentioned first? First, the Mishnah mentioned Yud Kei, which is Shem Havaya, and then the Mishnah would say not only Yud Kei is called Mashbiah B'Shem, but even Aleph Dalet, even the Shem Anonymous, is also called Mashbiah B'Shem. Why did the Mishnah begin with Aleph Dalet and then afterwards only mention Yud Kei? So therefore, the Tosafot Rosh argues on Rashi, and he says when the Mishnah says Yud Kei, it doesn't mean a reference to the Shem Havaya, the Shem HaKosuv Arba Oisyos. It refers to the Shem of Shnei Oisyos, which is Yud Kei. Yud Kei alone is a Shem Hashem. So the Mishnah is referring at first to the Shem of Adonus, and then after the Shem of Adonus, the Mishnah is referring to the Shem of Yud Kei, but not the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei of Dalet Oisyos. And it makes sense to say there are Mishnah. Rashi is very shver. If Taka Shem Yud Kei means Yud Kei Vav Kei, isn't that always first? Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Iker Shem Hashem, and Aleph Dalet is Shem Adonis is secondary. It's not first. Mishnah shouldn't say Aleph Dalet then Yud Kei. And like the Tosafot Rosh asks, the Chayyur will be a Kolshkein Yud Kei, the Shem Avaya from the Shem of Adonis. Possibly to Miyashiv Rashi, let us be Magdim, a Rambam and a Shtikal Torah from the Brisker Rav. You do a Dikah Shtikal Torah. And with this, maybe we can understand what Rashi is saying. The Rambam passings l'gabi the halachis of Megadev in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that if a person chas shalom is Megadev is Hashem, he's not mechayev skila at shiyafarish is Hashem hamiyuchid shel arba oisiyos. Until he's mefarish Hashem Hashem, the shem miyuchid of dalet oisiyos, which is the shame of aleph dalet nun yud. And yevarach oisiyos b'shem Hashem b'shein nimchokim, like it says v'nekev shem Hashem. And the Mel Yechayev only in that Shem HaMiyuchad of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. He brings also the Rambam another Shita. V'yesh Mifarish Einu Chayev El Al Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Another Madamer holds that you only Chayev for the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, not for Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, not for the Shem Adnus. V'ani Oimer, the Rambam says Shal Shneim Hu Niskal, that Yud Niskal is Chiyev Skila for Megadiv is both on the Shem Havaya and on the Shem of Adnus of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now the shita that holds that you only chayv the Shem Havaya, that's the shita the Ma, the Hesef Misha brings the other Rishayim that hold like that, that the only time you chayv Megadif is only if you say the actual Shem Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei, and not the Shem Adnus, and the Ram holds you chayv skila for both. Well, Chayra, the other shita Rishayim is understood, because the Shem HaMiyuchid is only one Shem. So how can the Shaykh to be Niskal on both Shemais? Mechlal, what is the machloikis between these two Shitas, whether Yechayiv also for the Shem Adnis or Yechayiv only for the Shem Havaya? So the Rizk HaRov, in his Sefer, it says as follows. He says, the Rambam is going according to the way the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara tells us over there, Zesh, on the Pasig, Zesh Mi Lo'ilam Zezich Lidur V'dur. The Gemara says, "Loik shani nichtav ani nikra, v'loik shani nikra ani nichtav." The Rebbeinu Shleimum is nichtav be yud kei vav kei. The Shem Havai is written yud kei vav kei, but it's only nikra; it's only read by aleph dalas. As I state, that's what it says in the Gemara in Kedushin. So the Biskrav understands and learns of that Gemara that the Gemara is not just telling us that the way you read the Shem Havai is Adnus. The Gemara is telling us that the kriya of Adnus of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that is the kriya of the Shem Havaya. That means even though the Etzem Shem of Adnus is not the Shem HaMiyuchid, but when you are reading the Shem Havaya Adnus, you are now reading the Shem HaMiyuchid. That's the kriya of the Shem HaMiyuchid. And that's why Megadif is Chayev also if you say Adnus, because you're being Noikev Shem HaShem. You are saying out the Shem Havaya. That is the kriya of the Shem Havaya. And maybe we can understand the Rambam Shita that you niskal both if you say Yud Kei Vav Kei or you say Adnus, because both are really the Shem Havaya. One is the actual Shem Havaya the way it's written, and the other one is also the kriya of the Shem Havaya. That's the pirish of the Shem Yuchad, the Shem Havaya. That's its kriya. So Mela, even though the actual Shem Havaya, which is called the Shem Yuchad, is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but when you read it Adnus, you are reading now. You be in Noikev Shem Hashem. Now, everybody holds like that, really, that the Yisrael Adinam Zeshmi Lo'ilam is that the Kriya of Adnus is a Kriya Legabi all Dinam of Shem Havaya. The riot to that is, that, for example, the Torah says, Abrich is Kayanim, it says, Kaysa Varuch Yisrael, after Mimavarach, Kayanim after Mimavarach, Kla Yisrael, but the shame that says in the Parsha, Avadad Alochi is that the Kriya of that Shem is Adnus, saying, Aleph Dal Nun Yud,
saying it in that oifen of Adonus, that is the kriya of the shame Havai that's in the parsha of Birchas Kehanim. In every parsha in the Torah, the kriya of Adonus is considered like you're being kairi the shame akosuv of the parsha, and that's kufa the din of the Gemara Kedushin that says Shmila Oilam is Hazichu Dor Vador. You have a shame Havai with this kriya. The machlekes rishainim that the Rambam brings by Megadev is because by Megadev there is no ksiva of Shem Havaya. It's not there is a Shem in the parsha that you're reading. It's just the Shem Hashem. So some rishainim learn that the etzim Shem Hashem, the Shem Yuchid, is only the actual Yudke Vavke, but not the kriya of the Shem Havaya. You refer to Shem Adonis. When it's by itself, it's also a kriya. There's a kriya of Adonis, just like the kriya of Havaya. So when you said Adonis, you didn't say the Shem Havaya. What makes that be considered the Shem Havaya? And therefore, the kriya of Megadiv is only when you refer to Shem Havaya itself, Yudke Vavke. On this, the Rambam argues and the Rambam holds that since the Torah was Megalitos, that Adonis is a kriya of the Shem Havaya, so therefore, Megadiv also, when you are Mefarish at the Shem Havaya with the Kriya of Adonis, you are being Noikev Shem Hashem. That is also included in the Kriya of Megadiv as if you had mentioned the Shem Havaya itself, because it is a Kriya of the Shem Havaya. So the Nekudas HaMachlokes and the Rishayim is where there is no shame in the Torah directly. The Torah, there's no Shem Kosev Parsha of Megadiv. There's no Shem Havaya that's written in the Parsha of Megadiv that we say referring to that Shem. Whether we say that the Kriya of Adonis is considered the Kriya of the Shem Havaya to Mechayev and Megadiv, or we say that the Kriya of Megadiv is only in the actual Shem Havaya itself and not the Kriya of Adonis. But Al Kaponim, we see from the Biskarov, the way I understood it, is that the etzem kriya of the Shem Havaya is Adonis. And the Biskrov al HaTorah in Parshas Veschanim also says that one step further, that normally we find the Torah in Yanim of kriya and ksiv. Kriya and ksiv means that when it's rewritten a certain way and read a different way. The kriya of Adonis on the Shem Havaya is not a kriya ksiv. That is the kriya of the Shem Havaya. So when you're saying Adonis, you're really saying the Shem Havaya. It's not a different kri than the ksiv. That is the kri. That is the way to read the Shem Havaya. That, and when you don't read it like that, when you read the Shem Havaya differently, then in the Chanami, it's talking not the that's really a kri and ksiv. That's something else. That's not a kri of the Shem Havaya. It's a kri of Elikim. For example, when you say Hashem's name, when it's written Yudke Vavke, and you read it Elikim, so that's taka din. That's taka Elikim. It's taka not a kri of the Shem Havaya at all. The Fizem, maybe we say pshat in Rashi as follows. That Rashi held that since when you say Adnos, that's the Kriya of the Shem Havaya, so it could be that's the Iker Kriya of the Shem Havaya. That's like Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. I'm not read the way I'm written, I'm read by Adnos. So when you carry Adnos, you mean carry the Shem Havaya. So the Iker Shvua with Shem HaMiyuchid is Lafi the Kriya, not the Ksiva. And the Mela, when Adnos goes first. And Fakert, there's a Chiddush in the Mishnah that even Yudke Vavke is also considered the Shem Havaya Gam. That's not the Etzim Kriya of the Shem Havaya. And the Rosh will argue in Rashi, and the Rosh holds that you don't go. Either Rosh holds like the other Rishonim argues on the Shitzer Rambam, just like by Klolo, the Shem Adonis is not considered the Shem HaMiyuchad. It's not Dova Kosova Teres. That means you say Aleph Dalid, the Kavan is normally on Shem Adonis and not on Shem Havaya. Or even if he holds like the Rambam himself and holds that the saying Adonis is also Chayiv by Megadev, but Lamaisa the Ksiva is the Etzem Shem Miyuchad. There's nothing more Miyuchad than the Ksiva Shem Havaya itself. So even though the Kriya is Ma'anonos, you can't say that the Shem Havaya B'Ksivosai is not the Etzem Shem Havaya, even Legabe Shavuos Eidus. But Al Kaponim, in Rashi, we could have a Geshmak of Shat, that's what Rashi learned, that Aleph Dal refers to the Shem Adonis, which really means the Shem HaKosav Aleph Dal, that's Shem Adonis, which is the Etzem Kriya of the Shem Havaya, and then Yud K is the Shem HaKosav Abba Isius, which is not its normal Kriya. It's Yud, it's the normal Kriya is Ba'adonis and not Ba'avaya, and still that's also called Mashbia B'Shem. Another very important Nekud over here is that the Rishonim argue whether Bechlal you have to mention the Shem Hashem when you make a Shavuos in Shavuos Eidus. The Rashi, on the words of the Mishnah of Esarchem Ani B'Shvua, he says, Mazgir es Hashem be'echon mikol ha'lashonis halolu. You mazgir the Shem Hashem with also these lashonis of Esarchem or Mashbienu, Kevalchem. So you have to mention the Shem Hashem.
and the Rambam Shita also in Perek Meis v'Chashvuos is also they have to mention Shem Hashem in order to be chayiv. It says Echra Nishba Sheshviyu B'Shem Yuchre B'Kinuyim. That's a Shavua Gemura. But if you don't mention the Shem Hashem, even though the Rambam says it's Asur B'Davish Nishba Lav, but you don't get Malkus and you don't bring a carbon. The Ran is Ma'ir on the Shita Rambam that if the reason why you have to have the Shem Hashem in order to be chayiv is because of the pasuk loisishavu b'shmila shaker or loisisas Hashem is Shem Hashem lekecha. So then, where did the Rambam get that there should be an iser if you don't mention the Shem Hashem? If the pashtas of the chayiv is only with the Shem Hashem, and that's when you chay malchus, what's with the carbon? So how can you say without the Shem Hashem there should be an iser? But al kaponim is the shitas of Rambam and Rashi is that you need to have the Shem Hashem in order to be chayiv carbon shvua. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and other Rishayim argue, and they hold that the Shavuah is Leiboy Hashem. And they say it's not only by Shavuah's Bitui, but Shavuah's Eidus also, and Shavuah's Apikadon, whether Legabi Chiyav Karban, Legabi Isu, Legabi Malkis, the halacha is you don't require to say the Shem Hashem. The Fee Devrehem, the Mishnah is learned a little differently. The Mishnah is really discussing two cases. The Reisha that says Yechayiv by Yisarchim Kevalchim is Yechayiv with Shavuah's Eidus even without the Shem Hashem. And the second half of the Mishnah, which speaks about Adnus and Yudke Vavke, is with the Shem Hashem. In the fee of these Rishayim, you have to be mefarish that when the Mishnah says, if you're Nishba b'shamayim v'oretz, that you're not chayiv, that's even worse than not mentioning the Shem Hashem. In other words, according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, the pshat in the Mishnah is kipshuta. You always need the Shem Hashem, and Shemayim v'oretz is not mentioning the Shem Hashem. So that's why you're not chayiv shvus edus. But according to the other Rishayim, the Rabban Rashi and the Rosh, that you don't need to say the Shem Hashem for Isra, for Karm, for Malkus, so then what's Pshan Shemayim V'oretz? You have to say that Shemayim V'oretz is worse. You have no, it's a Migra Gara in Loshner Rishayim. Now the Rabban adds, and he says that maybe the Chiyuv of Shvuah without Shem Hashem is Midin Yodis. Yodis Shvuah is Keshvuah. And that's only when you say Loshen, let's for example, Kikas a Osir, you didn't say Loshen Koinim, so then you say, you mamshich diburai by within yodis and say that it helps. So the could be also a shvur really requires a shame, but without a shame it helps with teiras yodis. And this he asks, he goes, "Shagat shakavataria, how it stems with different gemaras in the dar." Al kalpanim, Rashi and Ram hold you need a shem, and according to Ramban, Ran the Rosh, shvur does not require a shem. There's a third shita that the Ran brings is the Ravid shita that holds that shvus bitui is chayiv without a Shem Hashem, but a Shavuos Eidus, Shavuos Abikadon require the Shem Hashem. In other words, the Din Miyuchin and Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Abikadon, that these Shavuos require a Shem. But the other Shavuos, Shavuos Bidu, does not require a Shem. And this the Ran asks, how Mechateist and Mechala can say that Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Abikadon should be different? If where is the Mekar for such a Chiluk? The Ramban and the Rashba Maichiach and the Gemara later in Daf Lamed Vav that a Shavuah does not require a Shem from the fact that the Gemara says if you say Lav Lav or Hein Hein Trei Zimni, it's considered a Shavuah. And it's speaking without Haskaras Hashem. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach will come back to this on later Shiurim. Another important Nekuda in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah mentions HaMekal Atzmei V'Chaver B'Kulon Oiver B'Loi Saseh. If you chas v'shal mekal yourself or your friend with any of these shemos, the kenuin yoyver alav. So before then, all the shemos in kenuin yoyver loisaseh. The Rambam in the Sanhedrin and Perek Chavav also paskins that a mekal atzmei chaveroi or nasi adayin, you're only going to be loike if you mekal b'shem in hashemos or b'kinuim in hakinuim. The Raivin and the Asogis argues and he says you only get malkis in the shem hamiyuchid and not in the kinuim. And he says, as I state in the Yerushalmi. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Yerushalmi in Shavuos, that says, Mekal Atzmei Chaver, if you ever loisase, the Yerushalmi says, Ma Lilkos, do you get Malkus or not? And it brings a Madomer, Ein Loike, and the reason you don't get Malkus is because of Lav Shein Bei Maisa. And so the Rambam is Mefarish, that Machoik is in the Yerushalmi, if you loike on a Mekal because it's a Lav Shein Bei Maisa or not. And he passes like the Madomer, says, you do get Malkus because the Mekal is different, like Rabbi Yechon holds, that even though it's Lav Shem and Maisa, Nishma Mekal B'Shem is Loike. But the Ravid L'Chor is very shver, because Manoshoch, if the reason why you don't get Malkus by Kinuim is because of Lav Shem by Maisa, so what's Nafgaminim between Kinuim and the Shem HaMiyuchad? Elamai kinuim is different. You don't get malchus and kinuim. So stamas it's because it's not the Torah is only saying the lava on the shem yuchid. So why does he mention the Yushalmi? The Yushalmi lechares says klora else lav shem by maisa. So how does it shtim the sheets derive it? But here the Biskarov and Sefer has a riches to miyasha derive it. He brings the Yushalmi in Shavuos that says the machlekes and Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish in Nishba L'Sheker, whether you get Malkus or not, Rabbi Yechon holds in the Pasuk of Le'Yinaka, and Rish Lakish learns from a different Pasuk of Le'Yiras Hashem, that it's Chosr in Yiras Shemaim, if you mention Hashem's name. And Mekalel both hold the Pasuk from the Pasuk of Le'Yiras Hashem and Hithlas Makoyscha. And the Yerushalmi says, Nafkamina is between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish and Nishba V'Kilel. According to Rabbi Yechon, if you're Nishba V'Kilel, since they're Gemichayiv twice, because from two different Pesukim, and according to Rish Lakish, only Chayiv one, because both are learned out from the same pasuk of Liras Hashem and Viflas Makoyscha. So the Tzarachian is that Lachar, even though Yesh Lakish learns out from one pasuk, but it's two different lavim. Nishma Mekal is two separate lavim, two separate Yisurim. So Mechatesa should only get one Malkus on two lavim, even though the Mekoyer is taken one pasuk. On this, the Biskrov is Mechadish and Yerushalmi Gavaldiga Chiddish. He says that the Alfusa from the pasuk of Leis Ishmar that you learn from the Sishma and the Hifla Hashem is Makoyscha, if you're not going to be careful, the Yiras Hashem and Nichba Vahanoira, from that pasuk, it's not Stamma Yalfus and the Gilim Milsa on the Lavin of Nijma Mekal. They should get Malkus even though there's no Maisa. He wants in Mechadish that the pasuk is teaching us a din Mechudish of a Chi of Malkus Bifnei Atzmai on Nijma and Mekal B'Shem. That means that the Chi of Malkus in Nijma Mekal is not because of the Etzem Lav of Nijma Mekal. There's a Nayar Malkus that was a Schadish in this Parsha from this Pasuk. In other words, even though Mitzad Etzem Lav is Lav Shein Be Maisa, and Lav Shein Maisa is not like, doesn't get Malkus, but there's a Chi of Malkus Mechudish that's learned down from the Pasuk Im Leis Ishmar, if Lassis Liras Hashem and Nichma Vanayra. From this Pasuk, we learn out a new Chi of Malkus in Nishba and Mekal. And since it's a new Chalois Din Bifnei Atzmai, so it's only one Malkus, it's not twice. Nishba Mekal is only one Din, one Shem Malkus if it's a Naya Pasha Malkus. So even though the Chiyuv of Mekal and Nishba Mitzad Etzim Lav is twice, there's two different Shemais of Lav and two different Yisurim, but as that you wouldn't get Malkus because that's a Lav Shem Bei Maisa. Over here it was Nischadish that there's a new Shem Malkus of learned that from this Pasuk. And the Fizeh, that's the Pshat and the Ravid. That the Ravid is saying that Pasuk is only referring to the Shem HaMiyuchad. In the Shem HaMiyuchad, Taki, you would get this Nayan Din Malkus that's learned out from the Pasuk like Yishmar Lasis, which is the Chalois Din Mifnei Atzmai Noisiv and Etzem Halav. That you're going to be like even those without a Maisa, but that's only by Shem HaMiyuchad. But the reason why by Kinuyim there's no Malkus is because the Algemein Din, because it's even though they're rather Yoiv Halav, but it's a Lav Shem by Maisa. And Lav Shem by Maisa ain't like in Halav. And the Scrub says that Betzim, this is clearly a arrive at the end of the Perek. The Rif brings the Yerushalmi. He said, "Oh, this is not Oyv Loisas, the Oyv Allah Mal Lilkos. What about Malkus?" And he brings the Yerushalmi that says, "Chavray Omri Ein Loika." And Rabbi Yosi says the reason is because the Lav Shem by Maisa. On that, the Rif brings a Chazina Legoin Don Mal Loika. That you do get Malkus. The other man Dome that argues like Rabbi Yechonon, Shem Yosi Glili, that Komitzus Loisas Shabatayra Lav Shem by Maisa. Yesh me Maisa Loikin Alav, Ema Maisa Ein Loikin Alav. And the only exceptions to that rule of Lav Shem and Maisa that you don't get Malkus is Nishba Meimer Mekal Chaver B'Shem. If you swear, or you make a Temuro, or Mekal Chaver B'Shem, which are all Lav Shem by Maisa, and still Loikin Alav. So from the Pashtus of the Rif, and the way he quotes the Yushalmi, it seems to be Machlaikis. On this, the Ravid says, Ani Akayim Divrei Shneim, I'll make them both shtim. That we say chutz nishu meir mekal chaver b'shem is davkin Hashem hamiyuchot, like it says in the pasuk v'ifla Hashem es makoyscha. That if you don't not give me year liyir as Hashem nichba v'anoira, the Rebbein Hashem will give you malchus. And im leisishma last liyir as Hashem nichba v'anoira Hashem lekecha. That's that pasuk which we learn from there that nishba mekal chaver b'shem, which is davkin Hashem hamiyuchot, there'll be malchus. The Ma'akron Nafkalon says the Ravid malchus. The Mekal Chaver B'Shem, Miksiv Beis Hashem Olikecha. Avo B'Kinuyin says the Ravid, Afagav De'ever B'Loisa say Loi Loki. So the Biskrov understands this Ravid is saying exactly his word that Nishba and Mekal Chaver B'Shem and Dafka Shema Miyuchad have a Naya Lav, a Naya Achi of Malkus from the Pasuk of Yifal Hashem Zakreischa. And the Makor, the Yisayit of that Malkus is not even the Yisayit of the regular Lav. He says that the Yisayit of that Malkus is because it's Chosir and Yerushamayim. That's it's the chi of Malkin Leisish Malas is Chalos Dimev Neatzma. It's Cholik and Etzem Dinoi. The Yisayit chi of is as Chosir and Yerush Hashem. For that, you get Malkus like the Loshni Yerushalmi is Mechiv and Shenishba Ein Ze Yore. And that's what the Raven means when he says the Gabe that there'll be Taka Malkus. That Chiyah Malkus is Dimifnei Atzmai. That you will be like it. And when the Yishalmi says that you don't get Malkus, the Lav Shem Bei Maisa, the Yishalmi means by Kinuyin. Kinuyin, you don't have this Naya Chiyiv, Naya Dimifnei Atzmai, to be like as the Pasi Hifnus Hashem. And Mela, it's not the Lav of Lois of Mikal Chaver B'Shem. And that Lav is a Lav Shem Bei Maisa, which is Ein Leiken Alav. And that's the Kavana of the Ravid, that's Mechalik, that you only get Malkus B'Shem HaMiyuchud and Na B'Kinuin. A Gevaldik HaChidosh, a Gevaldik HaPshat in this Ravid. But really, the Mekor is all our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, you're like a Bekulon. That's the Shitza Rambam, that the Oiver B'Loi Saseh, and the Mishnah says, Oiver B'Loi Saseh. It says, you're Oiver Lav. The Rambam is going to hold that you're going to get Malkus in all of them. Like Yechanan Shita that holds that the Nishbam and Meir, Mekal, Chaver, B'Shem are exceptions to the rule of Lav, Shem, and Maisen. There's no chilik between the Shem, and Yuchud, and Kinuyim. So I'll call upon him just to summarize that we have Machlekes, Ram, and Riven together of that you loike on Mekal. If the Pshat is because in the Srab that you're loiking on Lav Mekal, even though it's Lav Shem Bei Maisa, like the Shittas Rambam, and Mela is no chili between the Shem HaMiyuchad and Kinuyin. On the other hand, the Raivid holds that it's a Naya Malkus Mechudosh, a Naya Din, from the Pasuk of Ein Zeh Yor, from the Pasuk of Hiflas Hashem is Makoyscho. And the Yisayit HaDin is because Yein Yoreis Hashem, it's Chosin Yir Shemayim, it's Bechlal not together the regular Lav. And on here was Neschadish of Malkus. And that Chidish of Malkus was only in the Shema Miyuchad and not the Kinuyim. I would just like to mention another two very important Oris on the sugi, one Namad Aleph and one Namad Beis by Seamus HaNitpolin. On Namad Aleph, Tosis says, Ba'alif Dalas B'Yudke, Tosis HaSekasha, Afagav Da'ohiges Hashem Bais Yosef, Ein Lechev Glom Habo, Shema, Kivin She'en Meschav on Hashem Mutter. Tosis is asking that you can't be Mashbiya with Aleph Dalas B'Yudke, you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem Bais Yosef, Ein Lechev Glom Habo. So Tosis answers, no, if you're not Meschavin, it could be Lashem, it's Mutter. I heard it, the Achreinim ask that what's nafkamina of the mushba the mashbia has no chayv gam habo? Why should that influence the mushba? Lamaisa, the mushba is still going to be chayiv for the korban shvuos edus. So what's the about warning? So ein chanami. But if he did taka did do it in that case, there'll be din shvuos edus. So the Tiferes Tzol Mishnaya says that the Tosis kasha was bothered because there's a din shas called the Ovid Mahani Yavid Loi Mahani. It's machloikis. If your Ovid is Lai Mahani, so if you're Ovid and Isser, so then the Shvuah Taka wouldn't be a Shvuah. So Taisus is bothered that if Haigas Hashem Bais Yosef is no Chayek Lel Haba, it's Taka Osir, then it wouldn't be considered Mashbiya B'Shem, and it wouldn't be a Chayek Karmen Shvuah Seidus. So I saw in the Sefer Oris from Rabbi Yashiv that asked that the Pell is such a Pshat, because the whole Yisoid of Ovid Mahani or Ovid Lai Mahani is only with a Chalois. With a Chalois, you say, Ovid, if you did an Aveir in the Torah, one man holds Mahani, the Chalois still Chal, and one man holds Yavid is Loi Mahani. But over here, there's no Chalois, there was a Shvuah. So what's Negeah? How can you say over here that it won't be considered a Shvuah if the Gabichi of Shvuah say this? And even if Yavid Loi Mahani, that's only that you be Nitzel maybe for, it only happens according to the Marit, as Sheet and Shach brings, it's only if with that you be Nitzel from an Isser. You won't be Nitzel from an Isser anyway. There will be Ovid Isser anyway over here. It doesn't, to Lachar, the side of Ovid Leman doesn't, is not a good sushtel to Taisvis. So Yashin wanted to say Pshat in Taisvis, that Taisvis just asking that why does it say in the Mishnah Loshin that will be Goyim Isser? Those who read the Mishnah Kilshoina, they'll be Goyim and Isser by saying these this Loshin of Aleph Dalas and Yud Kei. So Taisvis says that not Meschavin, so therefore it's Mutter. The kasha wasn't, there was never a tzad to say that there wouldn't be a chi of korban shvuah se'edus if someone's mashbiah you with aleph dalas or yudke, even if he would be over. If he's over and his haigas Hashem b'is yosef, it wouldn't affect your chi of korban shvuah se'edus. That's the Naman Aleph. And Naman Beis is a very important part of the Gemara. The Gemara has a riches legabi Seamus HaNitpolim. Seamus HaNitpolim means the extra words to the Shem Hashem. It says, Kol HaTofel L'Shem, but L'Fon Min L'Achav is Nimchak. L'Fon of is like Lamed before L'Hashem, and Beis before L'Hashem, where it says Lamed Beis. And L'Achrav is Elikechem, Elikechem is Nimchak, and it brings a Shita, Achir Moim, L'Achav Einoi Nimchak, Shkvar Kod She Hashem. That Shem Hashem, Nitpolim, those that are the additions to the Shem Hashem, after the Shem Hashem, Atake not Nimchak. It's a Shailon da Achroinim, if this is a Isid Eirais or an Isid Rabbanon, Nitpolim L'Achayrav. It's not clear if it's an Isid Eirais or an Isid Rabbanon for the Shem Hashem that are on Nitpolim. They bring the Michas Chinuch and Simon Tafla Medzayin brings from the Erechayim that a Nitval Shema Achayrav is an Isid Eirais to be Meichik. It's not only, it's not Asid Rabban. It's an Isid Eirais to be Meichik. It's a Chiddush that should be an Isid on the Nitpolim, the Shem Hashem, is also Asid Eirais to be Meichik. In the Rambam, in Perek Vav, and Nuchz Yisoy de HaTorah, it's not clear that if it's an Isid Eirais or not Isid Eirais. The Rambam just says that Kol Ma'avid Shem and Hashem is HaKdoshim, the Torah Shnikim and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Leikim in HaTorah, like it says in Vedazor. So Avartem Hashemam in Hamakom Ulisasin Kel Hashem Lekechem, and he brings the Shiva Shemos, Shem Shnich Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Mefirish, or Aleph Dalid Nun Yud Kel Aloika Lekim, and if you Meichik Is Ois Achas in the Shiva Shemos, you get Malkus. And then in Halacha Gimel he says Kol Nitpal Hashem Lefanav is Mutar Lebachakoi, Nitpalim from before, like a Lamed before Hashem is Mutar. Because Eina Kedusha Hashem, and the Chol Anitpa L'Shem Yacharov, Kinei Chav Shel Alikech and Chav Mem Shel Alikech Miyotzmen Einim Chokim, and he says the Loshen Varei Ein Kishar Oisir Shel Hashem Neish Hashem Miskad Mekadshon. They have the same din as the Oisir of the Shem Hashem, because the Shem itself is Mekadshon. Va'af Abish and the Skadshus is also Moichikon. So the Chodah would sound like Vis Deraisa, but the Rambam ends off, and the Rambam says, "V'af bishin eskanchu, even though they are kaddish, v'aslam meichikon ha'meichik elu oisa and it falls ainay loika. You don't get malchus, alva malchin oisay malchus mardus." The Chodah is clear in the Rambam that it's only this derabbanon. If you're zoyis, it's only this derabbanon. You're going to get malchus malchus mardus, and there's no iser doiraisa. Now in the etzim din of nitpolim, there's a shaila. The Bechlal, in Ksivas Shem Hashem, if it has to be written Kesidron, in the Halachas, by Tefillin Mezuzahs, they have to be written Kesidron, the Shaila of Shem Hashem has to also be written Kesidron. And Bechlal, in Sefer Torah also, the Shaila of the Shem Hashem has written Kesidron. A lot of the Poskim say that it's clear that it does have to, and the Shaila, what to occur for such a din. So it's a very, very interesting, very Yudhika Minchas Chinuch, that wants a Taina, a Raya, that the Shem Hashem has to be done Kesidron. He says that if a person writes Yud K alone, that's a Shem Hashem. The halacha is, if you write Yud K alone, it's a Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to write a Vav afterwards, because that's Mekalkel Shem Hashem. Originally it was Yud K was a Shem Hashem, now it's Yud K Vav, it's not a Shem Bechlal. So, if that's true, so how could you ever write the Shem Havai Yud K Vav K? When you write Yud K, so you already wrote a Shem Hashem, and then afterwards you wrote a Vav, you mean Mekalkel Shem Hashem. And even though originally you wrote it al Manas L'Sakein, you wrote it to write the Shem Havaya, but you wrote Yud Kei. Yud Kei is a Shem Hashem. And when you add a Vav, L'Chariah being now Mekalkel that is Shem Hashem. So the Eitzah should be L'Chariah that you should first write the Hey Vav Kei, and then after the Kei Vav Kei, and then afterwards write the Yud. You should write the Yud, which is the Bereish HaTeva, at the end. And that way, you never wrote a Shem Yud K, and then we'll calculate by writing a Vav. It only became the Shem Havai, Yud K Vav K, when you wrote the Yud, which is the beginning of the word, at the end, after you already wrote the K Vav K. So why isn't that Eitzah brought down the Poskim? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's a Raya Berura from this, that the Shem Hashem has to be written Kesidron. And the Mele, it's Yev Shebin Yenacher, there's no choice, so you have to write Yud K Vav K. And he brings in the Yehuda, and the place can bring Tak in Yeridei, it's brought in the Pesachetshuva that the Nei Yehuda held that Shem Hashem Zich has to be written Kesidron. And the Pnei Yeshua, it's Ma'irer, that there's no Makar for this. There's no Makar for this din that it has to be done Kesidron. The Minchas Chinuch is tiny that you have a Makar. So the Minchas Chinuch adds a very, very interesting postscript. The Minchas Chinuch says, is Yedua, Gemara, and Yuma, the Gemara says, that Ben Kamtzar, where you and Aflamet Ches, that Ben Kamtzar, he would write the Shem Hashem with four of his fingers, be able to write with four etzbois. And he didn't want to, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, they wrote to Lamed al Maisek Sav.
And Rashi says, talking about the Shem Havaya, he would write the Shem Bas Arba Oisis and Bas Achas. So the Shaila of Mechzchinich's Ma'irer, that L'Choyer, what's Nafkamina? So he was able to write a Bas Achas. What's the Maila of writing a Bas Achas? And that he didn't want to teach all my six up. Says the Minchas Chinuch Lafi, what I just said before, it's very geschmack. Why it was necessary to have Ben Kamtza write the Shem Hashem with all four, having four quills between the four fingers, write the Shem Arba Oisis Bas Achas. Because if he wrote the Shem HaKadosh Bas Achas, so there was never a moment that it had a Shem Hashem as Yud Kei, and that afterwards should be Neskalkil. It was written Bas Achas. So he was able to write the Shem Hashem Bishlei Musay. It's a Murdi Gazach. He can write it Bishlei Hashem Bishlei Musay. And Mela, it'll have a din of Kisidron. Ladies, Mefalpo, maybe that's not called Kisidron, that's called Bas Achas. It's not one, Kisidron has to be one letter than the next letter. But Al Kaponim, it's a chaf to say that was the Mela in the fact that Ben Kamtzer was able to write the four letters of the Shem Hashem, the Bas Achas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.